week on A Moment of Zan, I'm going to bring up a movie that I watched in your town, which is Twin Falls. So we watched the movie, it's called End of Watch.
Okay.
Have you seen it?
I have not seen it yet, but Jake Gyllenhaal, right?
Yes, Jake Gyllenhaal, definitely highly watchable. But the whole thing is about gangs, and they glorify the whole gang warfare thing. But what I found so appealing about gang life is that it's a very tight-knit family. Now, I came from a dysfunctional family, and I was like, man, I'd like to have a gang family.
Okay.
I would. And then because my whole family, they're from New England, they're from Boston. Then I realized, you know what? We kind of did have a gang, and our gang name was the Wasps. You know,
okay, white Anglo-Saxon, right? Protestants, right?
White,
yeah.
Anglo-Saxon Protestant, that's exactly right. And so white means you're white, Anglo means you're white, Saxon means you're white, and Protestant means you're white, you're probably just not Catholic.
Okay.
That's a lot of white going on there. And we're pretty, like, I grew up on the streets, you know? Like, my dad went to Harvard, I grew up on the streets.
Right, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, my streets were lined with historic homes, but still... It was the streets, and most gangs are hardcore, and we were hardcore too. We were just hardcore snobs. So our gang sign was a little different, but we did have a gang sign. Now that I think about it, like if you make your left hand into the shape of a C, okay, and with your right hand you get your index finger and you tap your left thumb to indicate that your gin and martini is gone and that you'd like another. This is dry, yo yo yo.
Wow, I know that now. I'm classier now.
Yeah, it's a classy thing that we had. And some gangs have tribal tattoos or scarring, and we had scarring too. It was called an immunization shot.
Wow.
At one point, my parents cared, which was awesome. And, you know, like a lot of Wasps, my parents did belong to an exclusive country club called Alcoholics Anonymous. But they never went to meetings, and everybody knew who they were, so different. My dad was old, man. He stayed that way. He was committed to being very old. He was in World War I of them. I don't know. I forget. Not good with history, Kendra.
Okay.
And anyway, but growing up with a mom who's an alcoholic was kind of weird because, like, I would expect, with, like, other kids, like, to have the same sort of home life. So when I'd be at a sleepover, and I'd be like, hey, it's 9 o'clock. Why is your mom still standing? That's... weird. And we were so WASPy, we were brought up the most WASPy religion ever, Episcopalian. Have you heard of Episcopalian?
I have.
Yeah, they're called Catholic
much.
Light.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. It's because our communion wine tastes great, but is less filling. Yeah, and when I was growing up, I didn't know what the wine was in communion, and my mom told me that it was Jesus juice. So growing up, I didn't know she was an alcoholic. I just figured mom really loved Jesus. Turns out those were true.
I've heard
mom was the kind that she'd drink a little and slur her words, and so, like, she was from Boston, but I thought maybe she was Native American the way she sang, because she'd turn up the radio and go like a rhinestone cowboy.
Wow.
Mom, why are you singing like that? And I was telling my friend Bob that recently. He goes, why'd your mom sing Rhinestone Cowboy? Is she old? I'm like, well, what do you want her to do? Sing Nine Inch Nails? It's my mom. Good gravy.
Well,
so that's your moment of Zan. That is the comedy out of my life. How's yours?
Wow. Yours is way better. I feel better about myself.
That's what I do. That's what I do. I throw myself under the bus. Everybody else feels better. I get paid. I go home. It's a life.
Wow, that is awesome. You guys can find out more at zancomedy.com.
A Moment of Zan every Thursday on The Snake.